Hey everyone, Matthew Cook, founder and CEO of GTC Golf Academy and host of the Lower Golf Scores podcast. I am a PGA teaching professional, I'm a published author and speaker, and I'm also a member of the Professional Golfers Association of Great Britain. This podcast has one very clear and simple goal, and that is to help you lower your golf scores. Let's get into it. Hey everybody, Matthew Cook here, founder and CEO of GTC Golf Academy and host of the Lower Golf Scores podcast. I'm coming to you out on my regular morning walk this morning, and I'm going to talk about hitting draws and fades. This is, I would say, let me get my mic sorted out here. This is a subject that I think the world of golf gets wrong, and they've got it wrong for a very long time. It only seems to be more known amongst lower handicap golfers, professionals, teaching professionals, and those that are shooting much lower scores, like 70s, low 70s, 60s. For the higher handicap golfers, and those that are shooting, in the typically the 80s, the low 80s, sometimes even the high 70s. Either way, the golfer that's less skilled, they typically don't know this. And it's how you actually hit draws and fades, but how to correctly hit a draw and a fade. And traditionally, through just, I don't know where it came from, to be honest, just a lack of understanding. And a decade ago, they didn't have the technology that they have now. So it was just hard to really know what, like scientifically, what caused the draw, what caused the fade. But now with TrackMan and Foresight and all of the really cool, amazing technology, we can measure stuff and figure out exactly why the ball curves left to right and right to left, etc. So what's been taught traditionally is that if you point the club where you want the ball to finish, and then you aim your body, for example, let's take a right-handed golfer, and let's say a draw. So point the club face where they want the ball to finish and then aim to the right, and you're going to swing the club, and they've been taught to swing the club down the line that they're aiming, so that would be swinging to the right also. So the club face would be closed in a sense to the direction that the club's swinging, and it's been said that the ball will then start where you're aiming and curve back to where it was pointing, making that a draw. And what I'll tell you, the fade as well, the fade has been the opposite. So point the club where, for the right-handed golfer, point the club where you want it to finish, the ball to finish, and then aim your body and place your alignment to the left of that and swing down that line as well. So swing to the left also. And that will give you a fade. The ball would start where you are aiming your body and finish where you were pointing the club face. That's what's been taught for a very long time, and it's wrong, it's incorrect. With those, what you would get is a pull hook or a hook and a block fade or a slice. So, now knowing what we know with the new technologies, We also know that the club face is responsible for over 90% of the golf ball's starting direction. So that tells you that wherever that club face is pointing, that's where the ball is going to start. So predominantly, that's where the ball's going to start. So with those last examples of what we've been taught to hit a draw, with the club face pointing at the target, that just means the ball's going to start at the target, and then swinging out to the right is going to make the ball curve to the left. But the ball is already starting close to the target, so the ball is going to turn to the left of the target significantly. So that just shows that that doesn't work anymore. So what we've got to do is taking this new information, this new science, that's not really new now anymore. It's quite popular amongst teaching professionals. But either way, so we got to actually point the club face for the right-handed golfer to hit a draw. We've got to point that club face to the right. So the club face has to be open to the target. Which sounds crazy. To hit a draw, you've got to have an open club face. But then what you do is you position your body aiming further right and further open than the club face. So that means that the club is closed to the line of your body, but open in relation to the target. And that, and then swinging along your aim line, that is how you put the correct spin axis tilt on the ball, and that's how you get your draw. Now, how much it draws is really down to you practicing and doing it a lot of times to figure that out with each club. And the fade would obviously be the opposite, so the club face needs to be closed to the target line, and your body needs to be more closed to the target line, which in actual fact, that means your body's going to be open to the target line more so than the club face is closed to the target line. So you're swinging left, the club face is aiming left, and you're swinging further left, and that creates the right spin axis tilt for the fade to happen. So there you go, just as an insight into how to hit draws and fades, but correctly, how the best players in the world hit a draw and a fade. So you can take this information, go ahead and practice it. You've got to spend lots of time just playing around with this to figure out how much the ball's moving with each club. And then you'll be in a much better position to shape the ball on the golf course, which is a good thing. Everybody tries to hit the ball straight. It's the hardest thing to do. Try to work a shape and you can cancel out one side of the golf course. So that's all from me today. I'll be back with you tomorrow sharing some more vital pieces of information to help you shape some strokes off your game. Thanks, people, and I'll see you then.